What do you think we should move into now? We got about 10 minutes for open forum. I don't want to plow too hard and fast without, I don't want to rush anybody because we have to be done by 2 for the open forum. But we got a number 10. Yes. Sean, are you going to do that one for us? Oh, you're already there. No, past you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. On your agenda, we do have item 10 listed as an action item. However, we will not be requesting action from you today. The lease that we have in front of you in your book, which is probably the bulk of your commission booklet this month, is the one that we advertised in the recent RFP. And we were at a position where we were comfortable with placing that on the agenda for your action this month. However, there have been some late conversations with our concessionaire where they've expressed concerns with some of the wording in that lease. I would tell you that their concerns are stemming from not items of significance as it pertains to the concession operation or the, the more significant things such as visitor services or fees or reserves and those things. We're literally talking about probably more subtle details and how particulars are worded throughout that concession lease. And so we're having those conversations. We want to make sure that whatever form that lease is when we bring to you for action, that both parties are comfortable with it. Again, we felt as though we were in a position to bring that forward to you this month. But at the same time, we will be just fine if we wait until December to take action. And from our standpoint, there's really no reason to rush it or box ourselves in. We really want to make sure that, this next 10 years we get off on a good foot with the concessionaire. And we just want to make sure that both parties are comfortable with what we bring forward to you. So again, no action requested, but if there are any questions, I would take those at this time.
Does anybody have any questions for Sean? This would be the day to ask for big raises because it doesn't seem like anything's going to get a lot of questions today. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate the information. So both 10 and 11 are going to get stowed until December. We'll be able to take that out with him.
Item number 11 is still an action item.
Well, we can still do that one. Yeah. All right. You're rolling Bailey's here.
Yeah.
All right. We'll just have you do that if you don't mind, Sean.
Okay. Again, Sean Blanchett with the Division of Parks and Recreation. Item number 11 in your book is an annual adjustment to rates for our cabin and trailer permits that we have at Angostura Reservoir and Shade Hill Reservoir. For your knowledge, those properties are managed or they're owned by the Bureau of Reclamation, and we are the managing partner of those lands through memorandums with the Bureau. One of the aspects that came along with the management of those areas were some private exclusive cabins that were located at both areas. We directly manage those, which means we issue the permits and then we bring forward rate adjustments every year that need to be approved by the commission as part of the fee structure. The printout I gave you, there's a couple of pages there. One will show you the historic rates that we have experienced at those sites since 2017. In the past, prior to that 2017 year, there was an appraisal that was done way back in the early 80s, and the rates had been adjusted then using the consumer price index annually. Back in 2015-16, the Bureau took a look at those and they felt that those rates were not keeping up with fair market value. And again, these are federal lands. And so the federal code that pertains to this sort of use of federal land dictates that we are keeping in line with a fair market value of what is charged there. And so back in 15 and 16, they underwent a process by which they appraised the rental values of those properties. So we set a new baseline then, and you'll see 2017, 18, and 19 were increments to the full appraised value of $2,400. So that is the rate that was established for 5 years, with the idea then that in 2021, they would undergo another appraisal in order to reassess or reestablish the fair market value of those rates. There have been some policy changes in the Bureau of Reclamation. They did not move forward with that. However, they also felt that the Consumer Price Index was not an adequate or appropriate tool by which to assess land value, rental values. And so what they have done in their properties across the region is they have used a construction cost trend index that also includes a land value index within it. And that would be the second page of your handout. It's very similar in structure to what the consumer price index would look like, but it just takes in different variables and it's very specific to land values. And so you can see I've got highlighted on that second page the changes in the index value for South Dakota lands. Again, last year we did not propose any rate changes, and you'll see that the July from 2020 to 2021 change was actually slightly less. And so there's no basis for us to increase that basically because it did go down very, very slightly. However, you will see that the yearly change from July 21 to 2022, it did jump up, and, you know, trending with everything else that we're seeing right now, it was comparatively, you know, you could consider it significant to how things have changed over past years. And so what that results in is an 11.3 increase in those permit rates, which would then result in an increase at Angostura from $2,400 to $2,670, and then an increase at Shade Hill from $2,100 to $2,335 annually. We will start to use this index regularly moving forward so that we are using first the same baseline that was established back in 16, but applying a consistent index moving forward. And so those are the rates that are proposed for this year. And with that, I would request action to approve that. But if there are any questions, I would entertain those.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Sean? If not, take a motion to approve.
Move to approve.
Motion by Whitmire, seconded by Bees. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.